Ohio's 4th Congressional District isn't the longest in the state, nor the most convoluted, nor does it have the most disenfranchised voters. But it has the distinction of being near the top in all three categories, and of being home to one of the most liberal communities in the country, represented by one of the most conservative members of Congress. In the third part of our series, Gerrymandering, Shading the Lines, we travel the 4th, a study of contrast from south to north. This is the story of Oberlin and Urbana, and the 14-county congressional district that connects them.
The district is commonly referred to as Ohio's duck.
In Ohio State Professor Ned Hill's description of Ohio's 4th, Oberlin is toward the tip of the duck's bill. Much further north, and you're in Lake Erie, and about the only place further east is Grafton, whose 3,300 prison inmates boost the district's population and share of African Americans, while not a single one is allowed to vote. In front of me is Oberlin's first church, an image of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, and a promise in English and Spanish that immigrants and refugees are welcome here. And across the street, one historic plaque notes the town's resistance to slave catchers earned it the description as the town that started the Civil War. Oberlin is home to the first co-ed and interracial college in the country, which gives the town of about 8,300 an outsized national and very liberal reputation. Janet Garrett is a retired teacher and the Democrat who's preparing for her third long-shot run to represent the 4th District. She says she grew up admiring the activism of Oberlin students in the 60s.
And they were my heroes. They were active in the anti-war protests, in the women's rights movement, and the civil rights movement.
Head 3 hours southwest to the belly of the 4th District duck, to Urbana and the politically red farms and small towns of Champaign County.
My name is Clayton Colbert. I've been a resident here for 9/10 of my life here, and one thing to say about Urbana is it's like Mayberry.
Urbana has about 12,000 people. The town square is a circle, and heavy truck traffic rumbles through as a statue of a mournful U.S. cavalry officer keeps watch. Storefronts are mostly full of local businesses.
Ladies and gentlemen, why you're here, why you're involved in this movement, why you are conservatives, is because freedom really counts.
That's Congressman Jim Jordan, speaking to the Conservative Political Action Committee last year. He lives about 3 miles out of town, not far from the high school where he was a four-time state champion wrestler, long before he became a prominent member of the conservative House Freedom Caucus.
I feel he's a pretty stand-up guy.
Stephen Flora graduated from Graham High School about 10 years after Jordan and has started a landscaping business.
He represents the small community and, you know, what this country was built on, the standards, the moral compass. And I feel that he goes by that for the most part and tries to sculpt the nation to continue to be that way.
Hello.
Hi. Ron?
I'm Ron.
So I really appreciate you squeezing me in, especially facing a five-hour budget hearing.
Back up in Oberlin, City Council President Ronnie Rimbert views it very differently.
The only time I see Jim Jordan is on TV when he's saying Donald Trump's a great man.
He blames a congressional district map Ohio Republican lawmakers created in 2011, one he says slices up communities, stretches districts to ridiculous extremes, and diminishes voters, especially those of different political stripes.
It's unfortunate that this nasty game is being played as far as the gerrymandering game. Jim could care less about what's going on in Oberlin because he knows what our voter strength is, and it's definitely not going his way.
Back down south in Urbana, Mayor Bill Bean says Jordan's been a good rep, but acknowledges geography favors Urbana.
Jim lives here, so I see Jim off and on throughout the year, and I can chew on him or whatever.
And while he sees Oberlin's point, he says all parts of the 4th District and Ohio should keep Washington in distant perspective.
We have to take care of ourselves.
Though Ohio's Constitution leaves it up to the legislature to draw the congressional map, the current configuration was drawn largely in secrecy by GOP consultants under then-House Speaker John Boehner's direction. In Congress, the Republican Boehner battled Jordan and other arch-conservatives, and Democratic congressional hopeful Janet Garrett says that may be a clue on what brought liberal Oberlin into the conservative 4th.
I heard that part of the reason he gerrymandered this part of Lorain County into the 4th District was to be a thorn in Jim Jordan's side.
Garrett isn't sure if that's true or a joke, but overall, she maintains the map is no joke. In her mind, it's a threat to democracy. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.